أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.
أعلن رئيس حكومة نيو ساوث ويلز كريس مينز أن حكومته تدرس بجدية إمكانية تسليح مجموعة الأمن المجتمعي والمعروفة اختصارا بالCSG. وتقوم مجموعة الأمن المجتمعي هذه بقيادة فريق من خبراء الأمن وبدعم من متطوعين مدربين تقوم برصد التهديدات التي تواجه المجتمع وتوفير الأمن للفعاليات اليهودية وفقا لموقعها الإلكتروني. وقال مينز في مؤتمر صحفي اليوم إنه يدرس هذه الخطوة الاستثنائية، مؤكدا أن هذه الإجراءات بحسب قوله تأتي لضمان سلامة المجتمع في ظل تداعيات الهجوم على احتفال يهودي في شاطئ بونداي في سيدني في 14 من الشهر الجاري، وهو الهجوم الذي وصفته السلطات بالإرهابي. ودافع مينز عن المقترح قائلا إن تسليح عناصر الأمن المجتمعي هو ثمن قليل لإعادة الأمان للمجتمع اليهودي في سيدني.
I have spoken to so many members of the Jewish community in the last week who don't feel safe. They don't feel safe celebrating their religion. They don't feel safe getting together as a community. And we cannot have a situation where the solution to this horrible terrorism event is to have the Jewish community say, well, we can only exist and celebrate our faith behind big walls. And if in the end, the safest way of being an extreme deterrent to someone committing this offence again, or even alternatively, having an elderly Holocaust survivor or someone who's got a young family from the Jewish community deciding that they can go back to Hanukkah by the sea is having armed guards, then I think that's a small price to pay. Now, there's a process that we have to go through with the Jewish Board of Deputies. They call it a de-escalation protocol. But it's important to note that for static locations like synagogues and Jewish schools, in many cases the CSG is already armed. So it will be the situation, I believe it would be necessary to have a situation where for an event like Hanukkah by the Sea, they're armed as well. And I don't think that we can really fulfill our promise to restore Jewish life to New South Wales unless we can say hand on heart that the security for those things has fundamentally changed. I know that people are against this. I know that there's some people in the media today who say we've made the wrong decision here or we're making the wrong decision. But I firmly believe that things need to change. We can't do anything about yesterday other than learn from it, but I'm determined to do that.
وجدد مينز موقفه الذي أعلن عنه بالأمس والذي يدعم الاستعانة بالجيش، قائلا إنه لا يستبعد طلب نشر قوات الجيش لحماية المواقع اليهودية في أعقاب هجوم بونداي، مؤكدا أن هذه الخطوة لا تعني عجز الشرطة في الولاية عن القيام بواجباتها، ولكنه وبحسب قوله هو اعتراف بتغير الظروف الأمنية في أعقاب هجوم بونداي.
The real pressure for us and the real test for us will be 1 year from now, 5 years from now, 15 years from now, when the Jewish community feels safe in their community. And I know that this means fundamental changes, but that's why we are looking at arming the CSG for events like Hanukkah in the park. That's why we are speaking, we want to speak with the Commonwealth about deploying the army, particularly as Operation Shelter moves into a new phase. The security protocols and resources are going to have to change in Sydney. And they've changed in Rome, and they've changed in Paris, and they're going to have to change here. I mean, anyone who's suggesting that we can just have the same regime, the same process that we had in place on December the 13th is wrong. Those days are over.
وفيما يتعلق بالإجراءات الأمنية الجديدة والمشددة والتي ستفرض في شوارع سيدني أثناء الاحتفالات برأس السنة الميلادية الجديدة، قال مينز إن الشرطة ستحمل بنادق طويلة، مضيفا أن المشهد سيكون صادما لبعض الناس، لكن التغيرات تهدف بحسب قوله إلى إرسال رسالة مفادها أن الأمن هو الالتزام الأول للحكومة. ودعا مينز المواطنين إلى عدم السماح لمن وصفهم بالإرهابيين على إجبارهم على الخوف والاختباء في ليلة رأس السنة.
You know, I can understand there's a natural human instinct to say I'm concerned about what's happened. I'm concerned. Everyone would be. But We have to show defiance to these terrorists. We have to genuinely thumb our nose at it. I mean, in their perverted ideology, they would want people to stay home and not spend time with their family and friends. They would want people to crawl up in a ball and not live their life. The purpose of the terrorism is actually to say to the community in Bondi and New South Wales, we don't want you to live your life. And I think there's a good opportunity for parents and members of the community to show that they're not going to be cowed or intimidated by terrorists, and that they will celebrate with their family and friends. Now, that means that we have to have a massive police presence. We need to have huge security available on the scene during New Year's Eve celebrations. And yes, in many cases, it'll be confronting for members of the community to see police with big firearms and machine guns, which aren't normally the case on Sydney streets. But I don't make any apology for that. We want people to be safe in our community, but we want them to live their lives. And I think our ambition here is to be stronger at the broken places. This has been very damaging for the Bondi community, there's no doubt about it. But it's a tough, resilient community. If we can make them whole and ensure that they come through this stronger, well, as awful and as evil as those actions have been, there might be some good out of it too.
وبسؤاله عن قوانين مكافحة نشر الكراهية التي شرعها برلمان نيو ساوث ويلز وما إذا كانت ستستخدم لمواجهة الكراهية ضد اليهود حصرا، أجاب مينز في مؤتمره الصحفي اليوم أن القوانين ستطال كل من يسعى لنشر الكراهية في المجتمع في سيدني على أساس العرق.
Now we're talking about people who are in breach of the law. We have moved legislation in New South Wales that makes it an offence to preach this hate or vilify members of the community on the basis of race, and we want to be in a situation where that's enforced. So if that happens and you're subject to an offence, then we know that there's some preachers that are proven racists. The courts have found that. We need to be in a situation where they're not able to spread or disseminate that hatred in our community.
هذا وقد جدد مينز التزامه بتشكيل لجنة تحقيق ملكية في ولاية نيو ساوث ويلز للتحقيق في هجوم بونداي والذي صنفته السلطات بالإرهابي. وتزعم الشرطة أن الأب وابنه ساجد ونفيد أكرم قد قتلا 15 شخصا وأصابا 40 آخرين في هجوم على مهرجان يهودي بدافع التطرف الديني المتوافق مع مبادئ تنظيم داعش.
We're working with our agencies as well as the Jewish community about terms of reference and an appropriate commissioner. I'd be happy to have it up and running as soon as possible, but I don't want to, in effect, lay down terms of reference without having appropriate consultation with the community, particularly the community that's been affected by it. As I've said previously, any investigation must include an examination of anti-Semitism, particularly over the last 2 years. An inquiry can't be absent that. We need to know how this has escalated from comments or chants at a rally, escalating all the way to violent actions on the beach in Bondi. So that requires careful terms of reference. We've started some initial conversations, for example, with the Jewish Board of Deputies, but that's a longer process. The short answer is I don't have a date yet. As soon as possible.
كان هذا التقرير من إعداد وتقديم هناء ياسين لـ SBS عربي.
أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.